Hello, and welcome back to the Poorly Written Podcast. Today's intro is a fun fact. Did you know that that at least half of every podcast does not make it past three episodes? So if you're listening to this now, we've made it well past three episodes.
Is this actually true, or are
Yeah,
you just blowing shit out of
this is
your ass?
verified
Yeah.
information from Apple Podcasts.
Interesting.
So
Okay.
50% of all podcasts ever made do not get past three episodes. But today
Fair
we are
enough.
celebrating 1 year of doing podcasting with 41 episodes at this point. So round of applause, everyone. Good intro. Yay.
The only
Whoa.
podcast where we applaud ourselves. Everybody applaud again.
Yay. I like this. I like this a lot. I wanted to start
I really felt like we needed to do the only podcast where somewhere.
the only
Oh, we were
podcast
feeling
where we're
ourselves.
somewhere. What?
I said we were
Only
feeling
podcast.
ourselves.
I mean, this is supposed to be a fun episode. We made it to a year, even though it comes out the day before a year, but close enough. I almost titled this the 1 year anniversary minus 1 day, but you know, that's just dumb.
Enough.
Kind of hitting the nail on the head, you know, like a little too much. But this is the 1 year anniversary episode. We made it. So if you've been here for the entire year, congrats. Thanks for sticking around.
No, it was really hard, but I did it for you, Zach. You were talking to the audience.
I was talking to the audience.
Oh.
Yeah, we got plot points coming up. I'm not sure if we're killing off Hannah or Sarah or Mike yet, so maybe I'll kill myself off the show.
Can't kill off Mike. We still need to get him a webcam.
That's true. How do we help
That
Mike get
is,
a
he's got his own
webcam?
story going
He's
on.
got his own
Oh,
subplot going
no.
on. I like this arc that we have for Mike, but how do we get Mike his own webcam? Good question. Thanks for asking, Sarah. The way to get Mike a webcam, if you help us get all of our social media accounts, not all of them, but just four of them, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and they all get over 100 followers each, Mike gets a webcam.
Sure does.
He sure does. And if you
And
look at his pro and
Zach, don't forget, you said Mike could pick the webcam.
yeah, and I have to buy it.
It's a
Oh
very
no.
important detail. Mike gets
So
to pick it out.
funny enough, my mom saw the video we posted on social media, and she's like, do they make webcams with cup holders? I'm like, no, but we will find it. We will make
Gonna
sure.
get Elon Musk on the phone right now.
Elon Musk is like, cancel all my meetings. I must figure this out. Yeah. So, you know, people are paying attention. Our social media accounts have been slightly going up, so people are listening to us, which is nice for once. You better unmute. India's being comfy in bed right now. She's like, I just want to chill in bed.
And what about
Understandable.
it? Anyways, let's get into today's episode. You know, because that's pretty important. The 1 year anniversary, what do we have in store? Well, it's not like the crappies. I mean, this is not an award show. I'm wearing a t-shirt and shorts right now. Two of us are at least in blankets. Mike's doing whatever he wants, and Hannah has a hoodie on, so not formal.
Jets.
The
I'm a giant
Jets. The
fan.
Jets. Mike, do you see that? It's the Jets.
Oh, great. Another loser in the group.
Oh. Oh, Mike, okay, whatever. We're gonna ignore that.
Michael, do you want to talk about it?
The fact that I'm the only Jets fan in a 15-mile radius. Yes, please.
Uh, we can
Mike,
have
we
like
both
a
have Mets.
that's
Well,
different.
they're actually good now. The Wilpons are gone.
Did
Thank
you just
God.
say the Jets are good?
Oh, the
No,
Mets.
Mets,
The
Mets,
Mets.
baseball.
Oh.
You know, park peanuts.
Baseball is the only thing that matters to me at this point.
Yeah, enjoy the Mets while they
No,
are
as
good
it
for
should.
now, and then they'll fizzle out during the summer days, and then towards the dog days, they'll just crap out.
You know what? Let us have our little successes, all
I
right? We don't have 27 World Series trophies like the Yankees. We only have
I'm not even a
two.
Yankees fan. You're
I did
attacking
not
the
know
wrong
that.
group. I've told you I'm a Dodgers
Well,
fan,
you're a
Hugo.
Dodgers fan.
Yeah.
He's a damn front runner.
I don't know sports, and I knew Zach was a Dodgers fan. I couldn't tell you what sport it was, but I know that he likes the Dodgers.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, let's move into the episode, because if we keep talking about politics, I'm canceling the episode. I don't like politics. That's a lie. Anyways, we're going to kind of recap the year that we've had, even though we're like in the middle of season two. We'll recap the year that we had. We're going to go into the chaos bracket chaos. I flipped those two words. Maybe next year I'll file a trademark and be forced to use the right one.
Oh boy.
We'll talk about that. The excitement, the upsets, the drama. And then we'll announce the final four, the winners, and also first, second, and third. You know, I have a little bit of a ranking going on, and that's basically it. So I guess we want to start. This year has been, it's really been crazy, all the growth we've seen. I mean, we literally started off, I think the first couple weeks we weren't hitting anything more than like maybe like 10 people at most.
Most of them were Zach's mom, just listening multiple times.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the unfortunate one. But I was
totally kidding, but thanks, Zach's mom.
Thanks, Zach's mom. Thanks, mom. Thanks for supporting. Because we started this, like, we did a couple live streams. And then I'm like, we might as well just do a podcast. I mean, like the live streams are doing good, but we're like, oh, let's just do a podcast. Let's make it easier.
Time we played Club Penguin before they got shut down.
Because of again, the owner being a pedophile. Anyways, moving past that. Yeah, we were doing... Great times. We did Cards Against Humanity. I mean, like, we kind of want to do that one again, but we'll talk about that later. But anyways, the point being is that, you know, we've kind of went from like people to kind of interested. Now people are definitely noticing. I mean, between YouTube and podcasting and the website and stuff like that, we're doing good. Doing good.
Yeah, we are.
Plus.
That's a plus. We're building it. You know, these things take time and growth. I mean, you're not going to just be like, oh, I did a podcast and now I am a big podcast influencer, because that's not how this shit works. I mean, that's not how this works, but...
Still waiting for paid partnerships on my Instagram, but poorly written podcast is not helping me at all. Let's get a move on, people.
Come on, chop chop, come on, let's go. But it's really been a good way to see the growth. I mean, like, because some of our social media accounts have literally just been, like, stagnant. Like, it went from, like 10 people following. Facebook's almost to 100, as is.
Nice.
Mike, you're a quarter of the way there.
Almost. He's got to make it. He's, like, a fifth of the way there at this point.
Oh, you said four social medias. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
You're
and
plugging it again.
But yeah, because you told me it was a fifth, but you said four of them.
Yeah,
so I'm just correcting you.
Oh my god! Wait,
who was right, Zach? Can you say it one more time, just for the audience?
Can I fight Hannah?
The audience.
It was crazy. Is that I would low key like to see that fight. Not gonna lie.
Okay, so WrestleMania is gonna be the tag team with Martin and Nick and Tony and Teddy, or was it the other way around? And then the second match will just be me and Zach.
No, one-on-one. It was, I think it was like Tony and Martin and then Nick and Teddy. That was super early. That was way earlier.
That was episode
three.
Two?
Three. One was the non-sponsored pilot, two was Tiger King. That chaos is still going on in a much lower capacity. I mean, I guess now Joe Exotic might accept a reduced sentence plea from Carol Baskin. This was new information today. Because they're trying to pass the Big Cat Rescue Act, which would ban all private ownership of big cats and exotic animals. So Joe Exotic is willing to testify in front of Senate in exchange for reducing his sentence. And that was being done through Carol Baskin's camp. So it's a very weird time. 2020 was super weird, but 2021 is also weird in its own way.
So is he testifying against Carol Baskin, or is he saying like, these are the reasons
they're
why they shouldn't do this?
It's like, It's like if Spider-Man teams up with Green Goblin, like, just for the greater good. It's just, it's weird.
That's incredibly hypocritical on Carol Baskin's part, because I think she treated the animals a lot worse than Joe Exotic, but, you know, this isn't Tiger King 2.
No, but that second season of Tiger King is going to be wild, because they are doing one, so we'll see.
I can't wait for that.
They're also doing a fictionalized version.
Yeah, they're doing a dramatized version. I don't know if they're just basing it off the events of Tiger King, but, like, they have, like, three different versions of the show going around, but... We're really digging deep into our roster of episodes. I mean, we're digging deep. Like, I'm pulling up the list right now. We're in, like, the first three episodes. And then episode 4 was Too Much Time to Think 1. So, I mean, we're kind of... That was a really good one all on its own. I mean, like, it was the first time we were like, yeah, I was just doing one. And then Sonic for Best Picture. But then episode 6 was the Black Lives Matter protest and more. That was a really good one, too. And then canceling career. I mean, the first... Like, I feel like we kind of picked up steam a little bit after episode 5. Because then our content got a lot more diverse, but also, like... I feel like, in a way, it got better.
Yeah.
Because, let's just face it, the first couple episodes of, like, a brand new thing is not always the best. Like, heck, I was watching Game of Dorms stuff again. I was rewatching Game of Dorms stuff recently. And I'm like, geez, some of this has not aged well. Some of it has, and it's just, it's good to see. I was feeling nostalgic this week, if you will.
We were talking about it on the last episode, too, so I guess it makes sense.
Because I think Sarah's the only one who remembers Game of Dorms.
Yeah, you brought me on for a crew, and you taught me how to do audio on camera. That was when you became my frog.
Frog and tadpoles, that's what we're worried about right now. Frog.
So, you know, like, I did watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
Front to back.
Yeah.
Just for you, Zachary.
Just for me.
That was all some... that, and it was show when we did our reboot trailer. I needed to know. Yeah. Needed to know the part.
You needed to know the part, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about poorly written podcasts. I mean, like, what was some of your guys' favorite?
I'm in a mood tonight. I'm sorry.
Hannah's feeling a type of way. What do you guys feel like was, like, kind of like your favorite episodes from this season?
I like the artist one we did.
The artist one?
Like, we did, like, can you separate, like, the art from the artist, cancel culture.
Oh, cancel culture. And that's from season 2. So that's more recently than from, like, season 1 and all.
Was that not allowed?
That was allowed. I said from the year, not from the season. So I guess that's allowed. Yes, that is allowed, Sarah. Good job. Good job. What? Turn your mic on.
You didn't specify. You didn't say it was only from season 1 or only from season 2.
I said year 1. I said it technically counts, though.
On a technicality.
On a technicality, which is a smart move by Sarah, so good job. I see your dad. dad is rubbing off on
father
you.
Father Wonder.
What?
Semantics are important.
I don't know what to do with you. But the cancel culture was a good one. That was a fairly recent one, but I did like that one. You know, we got to talk a lot about, like, things just, you know, things weren't what they used to be, so. What's another one that we've liked? I mean, it's hard to be like, oh, I like this particular episode versus another one. Especially for me, because, like, I worked on all of them.
It's like picking your favorite child.
Yeah. It's a little hard, but you
we
know...
We all have one.
You know some
we
episodes
won't say
were...
It out loud.
You know some episodes were way better than others. I mean, that's... not every episode's going to be an absolute banger. I mean...
Grammys episode was great.
Which one?
The Grammys.
Yes, that was a good one.
That was a good one. That was a very good one. Shout out to Kayla for coming on with that. Because that was a very good one.
We need to have her back on for the Oscars or whatever, or the Razzies, whatever.
Well, the Oscars are this Sunday, so by the time this episode comes out, it'll be too late.
Oh, fair enough.
I think my favorite ones to work on, personally, were probably... I remember very vividly sitting down and watching all of Tiger King, and I liked the whole idea of preparing for the episode. I did not like watching Tiger King. I liked doing that one. I think my favorite two, I'm going to pick a more fun one and then a more serious one. I definitely like doing the movie one with you, Zach, mm-hmm. and Alex and Nathaniel, because I really don't know what I'm talking about with, like, the cinema stuff and stuff like that. Like, Alex and Nathaniel were, like, pointing out all these, like, facts and details, and I'm like, okay, but let me tell you about Sonic the Hedgehog and these facts about Trolls World Tour when it came out. I'm like, here's how much the money that Trolls World Tour made the box office, and I'm like, man, these guys probably think I'm a loser because I know all of this. I think my favorite serious one was probably our most improvised and last minute episode was the Capitol episode.
Yeah,
we were in between seasons, and we were just like, we need to do an episode on this. And I think it was one of our most raw and straight from our hearts, if that makes any sense. But I think those honestly were my favorite to work on personally and to work with you guys on.
Yeah, because, I mean, the Capitol Riots one was like, I mean, honestly, we were all... I think to say, like, we were shocked, but we weren't surprised that something like that was going to happen. But it's still shocking to see. But I'm glad on this show we're able to, like, yeah, we're a comedy podcast, and we're like, oh, we're going to talk about fun stuff. But when we can get serious about it, that's also good, too. Because a lot of people do appreciate the serious episodes that we do. Because, like, it shows that, like, the show's grounded. So we're not just, like... off in La La Land, and we're like, oh, we're high on life, we're doing great, everything's fantastic, and we're like, hey, look, sometimes shit happens. I mean,
yeah,
like, bad shit happens sometimes, and we gotta talk about it, and people do appreciate it.
I don't think we even were like, should we do an episode on this? I think somebody, I want to say Lewis, jumped in and was like, when are we doing an episode on this?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, we're doing an emergency episode on this. And
yeah,
like, usually, all six of us main people are like, what do we want to do for this episode? Who thinks this one's a good idea? Who thinks this is a bad idea? But all of us are just like, of course we're going to do an episode on this,
yeah,
even though we're in between seasons. Like, nobody was, like, questioning it. Everyone's just like, duh, of course we're going to do an episode.
Exactly. I mean, that was kind of an obvious one. It's the same thing with the Black Lives Matter protest, too. That was an obvious one. I mean,
absolutely.
Now, after the trial and verdict had been given out, of course sentencing pending, but still, you know, Derek Chauvin being convicted, it should have been suspensible, but we're not really going to dive into that one today because that's not the main topic. But, you know, it's funny to see, like, those kind of serious ones and see how the topics pan out and all that. But the fun ones, I'm glad you mentioned that, because, like, we've had some really fun ones. Lady Mikkel, wow, awesome podcast. India really likes that episode.
Wow, awesome podcast was like one of my favorites. Shout out to Lady Mikkel, you are the bomb.
We love you.
Did
a lot of compliments on that episode.
That was literally the number when I was like going through the views and stuff. It's like that was the number two. She really is. It's hard. That was a really good one, too. I mean, like, there's no denying, like, what that episode was. I mean, it was great. Don't get me wrong. That was a great episode. We've had a lot of great guests on. Can we talk about the guests really quick before, like, we move on to anything else? Because we've had some, like, we've had a range.
We've had some good range of guests.
We've had good range of guests. Like, we've covered sports, stand-up comedy. We've covered feminism. Politics, you know, like politics.
We've covered Halloween, cosplayers.
Like, not to mention traveling and, you know, gaming and all that. We've had some great guests on, and then more recently, like, podcast beefs with each other, and then the Grammys. I mean, we're still planning on having more guests on, but there's been some really good episodes from this first year of doing podcasting. But definitely something I've noticed is, like, I've gone back and listened to the first couple episodes. for snippets and stuff, I noticed that like my editing, not to toot my own horn, but my editing has gotten a lot better. Thanks. Thanks, Hannah. Thanks. I don't toot my horn that often, so thanks. Thanks, you know.
Nah, you deserve it. Be confident.
No, you do. I think the editing definitely has gotten better. Yeah.
Well, say it in my face. India, say it.
Zachary, you do toot your own horn. Don't lie.
She said what we were all thinking.
I don't toot my horn that often. I really don't, but...
She is calling you out.
She's calling me out. She thinks she's safe.
She woke up and chose violence.
She woke up and chose violence. Once I stop the recording on this, I'm going to go up and like suplex. I'm going to be like...
You better not. That's my girl.
Some WWE style.
Zach, I will beat you. I tell him that like all the time. Whenever he gets on my nerves, I look at him, I'm like, I'm gonna beat you. Like, you're gonna get beat.
Yeah, that's like,
I mean, I would bet on him.
That's a threat, but it's like it's whatever. I mean,
we don't actually fight each other.
We don't. There's no domestic violence.
Tomorrow I'll post the crime scene pictures of like India's mugshot for her domestic violence charge. He had it coming. He had it coming.
Hey,
like our fights are just like so minimal. Like, he'll get on my nerves, and I'll be like, you know what, Zach, go fuck off. And he's like, all right, and then he leaves me alone. And that's
it. How does everybody know this? How does everybody know how I react?
Because we all know
you.
Just know.
We've known you for like 3 years.
Yeah, I think out of this entire group, Hannah has known me the longest, so.
I have, it's true. I don't know how I'm still here.
I don't know why you even talked to me. You're just like, you know, like... You know me as a person at this point. Like, there's no excuses to still hang out with me.
It's funny because we both went to the same, two of the same colleges, and we barely spoke at community college. And then when I got to Oswego, you're like, hey, you want to come do this? I'm like, oh, I kind of know this guy. And I honestly feel like a chump for not being Zach's friend at community college, because now here we are, and Zach's one of my best friends. And I'm like, damn, I really wish I would have had more of a bond with them in community college. But
well, you were off doing theater stuff. I was off doing radio stuff. So, like,
I mean, it's true, but
one, we were down
the
in
path is
I'm just saying you're kind of cool, Zach, and I wish I would have taken that opportunity to ask in your coolness sooner.
Zach, she is tooting your horn for you.
She's like, no, I'm not gonna let my ego show. Hannah... We gotta move on. Basically,
not very often that Hannah is praising Zach. So, in honor of our first anniversary, I just thought I'd put you on a pedestal a little bit there, Zach. Don't expect it until next year, though. Again,
yeah, it's like Christmas. You just only get it once a year. It's fine.
Right, exactly.
Thank you, Hannah.
Tomorrow, I'll be making fun of you again.
Yeah, literally. Well, I'll be like. Be like, hey guys, the good episode. It's like, fuck you, Zach.
Yes, there you go.
Right in front of a guest.
I'd be like, welcome back. Fuck you, Zach. It's like, thanks. Yeah, great to be back.
We're only 2 seconds in the episode. What did I do this time?
That's literally how the intros have been going. I've noticed I've been getting worse at intros. That's something I've noticed from earlier episodes. I knew exactly what I was going to do. Now I'm like, yeah, I'll figure it out on the way there. That sometimes a year, like, you just gotta run out of ideas in one place, but like,
see, other I'm areas. Just trying to help whenever I interrupt. I'm just trying to save your ass.
Just needs to be saved.
Save.
Anybody else have anything? Anybody else want to like beat up Zach at the moment?
Nah, you're pretty cool.
No, I try to do it physically instead of verbally.
I got nothing at the moment. Give me a few minutes.
That's good.
We'll think of something.
Mike is very quiet, but he will just quietly shit on you too. He's
Mike
a
will shit on Zach's life. It'll be the funniest thing ever. Because Mike is like the nicest guy, but like he shits on Zach's life so fucking hard, you would never expect it.
Was one time I ever thought Mike was gonna whoop Zach's ass, and boy, I was scared.
Whoops.
It was when Zach started a riot outside of a pizza shop.
Ooh, that's right. Yeah, Mike, I'm 95% sure Mike wanted to fight me, but
I thought he was gonna throw him across the street in front of a bus.
We'll talk about that story another time when it's legally safe.
I hope we do.
Let's move.
Gonna tell you that story, right? I mean, we didn't do anything illegal. I wasn't there. I couldn't drink.
Yeah, that's true. So we'll tell that story another time. But let's. Does anybody else have anything about episodes from this past year?
I liked when we did the Redneck Review podcast when they.
That was a good one. We got beef.
That was a fun one.
That was a fun one because all the meditation, all these like self-help podcasts were just everywhere. But since then, they've quieted down a little bit. So you know, it worked.
Once again, the day is saved thanks to the poorly written podcast.
Yay!
It's and like their friends, the rednecks.
And their friends from the Redneck Review podcast. Man, what a great crossover. I'll bug those guys again. But I think to kind of wrap up my whole thing, because I really want to get into like this bracket stuff that we did, because that was a really fun one. Nobody's talked about the crappies.
That was so fun.
That's because the crappies are so obvious. We wanted to do like more niche takes.
Yeah, right. That's true. I mean, like the Too Much Time to Think series, like we made five of them. I think personally, in my opinion, we might have made one too many, but maybe that's just me.
What are you talking about?
Maybe we made one too many or five. One not enough. I mean,
you're crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I'm just thinking out loud at this point. That'd be nuts. But I guess
we only exactly need to hear your thoughts out loud like 24/7, buddy. That's what Twitter's for.
Michael.
Neil might have chosen violence. Mike chose annihilation.
India chose violence. Mike chose violate. No, there's a difference. India just chooses violence, but Mike chooses to violate you.
So, Zach, I'm putting in my 2 weeks because I don't want to be part of any of this fire.
All right. Let's move to a safer space. Let's move on. Let's move on.
What we wanted to do was talk about the crappies, but Mike just came after.
Mike
Zach
just took a fucking dump on me. He's like, shit on your grave. He's like, shit on your grave. Anyways, let's talk about, you know, the chaos bracket that we did. Instead of calling it like, you know, like season one March Madness, I decided to do chaos bracket because that's what every March Madness bracket is. It was sure chaos.
And it was a safer bracket to use than the March Madness this year.
Yeah, because the March Madness bracket, although I did enjoy this March Madness a lot more than previous ones, it was absolutely nuts. But anyways,
yeah, all my money down on Syracuse.
Why would you do that?
Because they actually gave me
hope
for a minute.
You could have just taken your hundreds and just flushed it down your toilet.
Like the first, like
you should have known better,
Mike. You should have known all the way. No, Sweet 16 guaranteed. Because they're willing to fight
their team.
Like once they're past the once they're in the Sweet 16, it's, you know, the gloves are hands free. You know, they do whatever they want at that point. But I have the official bracket right here.
Ooh, he's got it. Ooh,
for the audio listeners, I have my phone pulled up. Now you guys were paying attention to who was winning and all that. You know, like I didn't get the way this bracket website work, it made it really hard to like just post a small section of it. It's like, no, here's the whole thing, you figure it out, and then it was pixelated. But when you were watching the matchups going on and stuff, did you notice anything like going on, any patterns or anything?
I think like the I think like the majority themed episodes were of course more popular than the like too many times a thing. That's obvious.
Yeah, because I don't think a single too much time to think won their match. Like all the too much time to think. So 1 through 5 of those, none of them won except for number 5, which beat another too much time to think.
Hey,
you beat up on your brother and then the neighbors.
I think with those ones, it's difficult because I think the ones that always got the higher scores were the ones with guests. So I'm thinking like those people's friends were like, oh, I'm obviously going to go vote for my friend's episode, which I mean, to each their own.
Yep.
Sometimes the main cast is a little boring. We got to spice it up a little bit, you know, with a Julia here or a Jordan Harvey there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I will point out that Too Much Time to Think 3 did have a guest, so it was Eli.
Remind me who it was.
It was Eli, and he did.
That's right.
Ooh, sorry, Eli. He didn't even make it out of the first round. Ooh, sorry.
Better Eli.
We'll invite him on for a much more serious topic next time. You know, like we'll get him back. We'll get him back.
Justin didn't even make it out.
Yeah, I would like to point out that like the first round there was just some absolute blowouts, and when I mean blowouts, like wipe the floor. Like people just like really took to some of these episodes over others. I mean, I think the more surprising one. Like, the more surprising one. I was surprised Black Lives Matter was pinned against a Halloween special. Like, that was a very...
I did not expect that one either.
I mean, I expected Black Lives Matter, but I thought the Halloween special would get a little more love. It was, I'm like, not even a little bit closer? But, you know, it was just interesting to see what people were going for. Mind you, we did the voting on Twitter, Instagram, and Discord server. So we didn't even get the people on Facebook. We were trying to get people from Facebook to go follow us on all the other stuff.
Yeah.
But there were some good matchups. I mean, TikTok v. Trump versus Tiger King. I mean, I figured that one was like a toss-up. It was like, all right, it's going to be whatever. I didn't expect that one to go very far. Something's going on. But, but the only one, I thought there would be more tiebreakers based on the way people were voting, but there was only one I had to do a tiebreaker on. And it was Going International versus What Was That After the First Presidential Debate. And I was very surprised that that one was like a tiebreaker. I thought the presidential debate episode would have won, but I did the tiebreaker. The tiebreaker was that I would flip a coin, and then I would assign an episode to heads or tails. So, like, I would just randomly pick an episode, and then I flip the coin, and then that would assign it to heads or tails. And then I flip the coin 5 times and see who won. Best 3 out of 5. And Going International got 3 out of the 4 coin tosses I did. So, I mean, I'm like, I can't fight it. It's what happened. So, but, you know, the next round, Going International got decimated. But I'm not trying to talk bad about these episodes, too, because, like, there was a lot of good episodes that just didn't make it because they were pinned up against, like, bad. Like not bad, but, like, other great episodes, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Not Safe for France and WoW Awesome Podcast, I'm like, that's... That was a really good matchup. Not Safe for France literally snuck by like in the last like 10 minutes. Somebody voted in the last 10 minutes and that was like, that was it. Literally.
Winning shot at the buzzer.
Yeah, basically.
A little squeaker.
Right, you're kidding.
Like, I was like, ah, it's still tied. I checked back after and I'm like, oh geez, somebody voted at the last second. Somebody got it in. Amateur Hour went on a bit of a run. They were in the Elite 8 of this whole thing. I mean, you guys were watching along with it too when I announced results and stuff. What kind of surprised you in like terms of upsets? Okay. No, don't tell me. Don't tell me you guys were hiding out on perfect brackets.
I remember voting in them. There's a lot going on the past week in my family.
Yeah, in Sarah's world, there's been a lot going on.
It definitely bummed me out that too much time to think and get up as far. But like I said a few minutes ago, the ones with guests make a lot more sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the majority of these had guests on. So yeah. I think there's only a couple where they... I think the non-sponsor pilot was one without any guests. I think that was like the only one. I mean, at the time when Canceling Confederates went out, Lewis was technically a guest. But, you know, then since he did...
Forget Lewis wasn't an OG.
Yeah, he wasn't an OG.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lewis. He's listening now, probably. And he's like, I am an OG. I'm like, not here.
Technically speaking. Rest in peace, Nick.
Yeah, Nick. Nick ran off and did his own podcast for his job. He gets paid for that podcast.
That little slime ball.
You better send him this episode.
He didn't know that. One, I wish he would have told me he was on a podcast. That way I could go and support him. And two, that little slime ball. He left us to go get paid.
How dare him get a full-time job somewhere. How dare
if
him.
If you're listening, I'm coming.
How dare he?
We know why where you live, Nick.
Dare you start a career. How dare you not do this for free on your own time?
Yeah, I mean, the ones with guests did generally better than the ones without guests. Although the Philly Special and Sonic for Best Picture were, like, neck and neck, Philly Special pulled ahead at the last second.
Sonic.
Poor Sonic. Did it? He never really stood a chance at the Oscars, but he stood a better chance here. I mean, that was...
That's
how that went.
Sonic, you're still a winner in my book, man.
Well, there you go. There's a winner over there. Anybody else have any surprising upsets? Because I was very surprised. We'll talk about this in a little bit, but like there was an upset. Because I thought that Amateur Hour would upset the non-sponsored pilot, but maybe that was me. It was close, too. I mean, like, it was like... It was close. It was, like, by, like, two votes that the non-sponsor pilot... I thought Amateur Hour would, like, do better.
Yeah.
Make it to that final four. Anybody else got any thoughts or anything?
I'm still pissed that the crappies got the third place and that's it.
Right. We're going to talk about...
More crappies.
Who else was pissed about the crappies not getting into the championship matchup? India, were you mad too?
Deserved more.
Yeah. I was really mad because I know you like worked really hard on that, and like it was just like a conglomerate of like one of our like all of our greatest episodes, and we had all those guests on there present like the awards and the winners, and like I just thought that was really cool. But I really wanted that one to win.
I feel like everybody wanted that one to win, but for whatever reason it did not. And mind you, the score was 6-5, so like it was very, very close. Like it was another one of those where it was like 5-5 for a long time, and it was going down to it, and I'm like, oh geez, like here we go. There was a lot of those moments. If it was like a score of like 2 or less, it was because somebody voted at the last minute. But I saw that, and I was very surprised. Like, I texted the group, and I'm like, ah. I'm like, ah, you guys are going to be happy about this championship matchup. But is there any other ones, or do we want to talk about, like, the final four and then get into the
final
winner?
Four, please.
All right. Yeah. Let's get into the final four. First of all, the matchups we already talked about. Canceling Confederates was ranked 21. Now, the rankings, I forgot to mention, were just purely based off views alone. They weren't based off, like, how good they were, actually. I just did it based off views just to, like, make it easy on myself. But maybe next time we'll actually try to rank the episodes a little more appropriately. But so the final four, Crappies versus Canceling Confederates, and then the non-sponsor pilot versus Not Safe for France. Final four. Not surprised, but Not Safe for France absolutely obliterated the non-sponsored pilot. I wasn't surprised by that one. When I saw the Final Four, like, when I put it in, I'm like, okay, not safe for France is getting in. But the other one, I have no clue which one is getting in. But, you know, let's get into the third place matchup. You had the Crappies versus the non-sponsor Pilot. Now, very quick.
That was a tough one to vote for.
How so? Because I didn't have
They're
any
both
issues.
So near and dear to my heart, because one is our first episode that started all of this mass chaos, and the other one was the Crappies, which we all worked hard on for many weeks, pulled almost all of our past guests from the past year. And it was just really hard for me to vote for personally. I don't know about you guys, but
I mean, like,
I don't even remember what I voted for. I think I just closed my eyes and just clicked the button on Instagram.
That would make a lot of sense, but I mean, for me, it was kind of hard because it's like the first episode ever versus like one of the best episodes we've ever done.
Right. Yeah.
So that was a hard one too. I mean, Sarah, Mike, India, like, what are your guys' thoughts? Because like the third place matchup, it was not as easy as it appeared.
Yeah.
I remember I voted for the Crappies.
I voted for the Crappies, but the pilot is the Pilot, and that was a bit. That was tough.
You don't mess with the Pilot unless you want the plane to crash. Ha!
Can we leave now? Can we just end it right there? Because I don't want to be here anymore.
Hey, man, I got the spoilers right here. I'll just ruin it right now. Feels like I got the football, the nuclear football. Be like, I'll ruin it right now. So let's talk about that winner. I mean, this was very surprising to see on this one. The winner of the third place matchup is the Crappies. They won 11-2.
Wow.
An absolute blowout. Like, I feel like in a way the Crappies should have got into the finals anyways. It just didn't win the week. It didn't win the day it needed to win. So that was a little disheartening to see where it's like, it did so well. But, you know, I mean, no discredit to the non-sponsored Pilot. It had a good run too, but it just wasn't going to, I feel like, despite it being a Pilot, it just wasn't going to be as good as the Crappies in that matchup.
Yeah.
Everyone just sounds so disappointed. They're like, they should have been in there.
I'm grieving. Give me my peace and space.
I'm shocked Arms of an Angel by Sarah McLachlan hasn't started playing in the background.
It's in my head. It's playing in my head.
All right. We took the moment of silence. No. It wasn't very much a moment of silence. It's third place! It's not like I spent weeks working on it, but
it's on like the podium or the pedestal or whatever that.
Yeah, it knew it should have been in at least the championship. Let's talk about the championship matchup: Canceling Confederates and Not Safe for France, which are two very well perceived episodes in the first place. I mean, you got one, which is kind of like the follow-up to the Black Lives Matter protests and all that stuff. Then you have one with Julia, who just got accepted back to France, so she'll be going back to France.
She did, it's true.
So maybe we'll have her back on and be like, how is teaching slang to all those French youngsters, you know? Like, it's funny.
It's charcuterie, not charcuterie. Julia, what you got to say about that one?
We'll see what she says. But these are two episodes I really do enjoy a lot. I mean, it wasn't easy for me to vote because I'm like,
they're both my babies.
Both very good episodes. Like, they're literally like the best two standing. I mean, how do we feel about that? I mean, like, the pinnacle of all of that.
I think Julia's always fun to have on, and she brings a really fun energy. And I think canceling Confederates was talking about a hot topic issue at the time. We brought in like a lot of good sources. Mm-hmm. So I think both were well thought out episodes. So
we also made fun of a lot of racist people, which was...
Yeah.
India's right. Fuck them.
It's not that hard to make fun of racists.
Love Julia very much. I don't really know her that well compared to you guys, but I only met her the handful of times, but we instantly clicked, and I loved her instantly. Like, she's mm-hmm. such a ray of sunshine, and her passion always gets me interested, which is why I think this episode made it so far, because I love hearing people talk about their passions. That's why I listened to the episode.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you guys know my kink. It's canceling Confederates. Nothing I love more than telling a Karen she's a piece of shit.
Yeah, telling a racist Karen, you know, sir, racist and a piece of shit.
Right, exactly. That's right. My kink. It gets me through the day.
What a great two-in-one deal. If you just tell them they're racist right. and a piece of shit, you get the job done.
One in two?
One,
here we go.
Two in one. Boy, like,
put them together and it just makes sense, is what my friend Olaf said.
Just like snow and warm breezes. All right, let's get into the winner.
Summer. Tried.
I'm
really
gonna
did.
Tell him. No, don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
All right. I could see that we're starting
when
to feel the
they're being
dread.
Racist, I'm going to tell them. Don't you dare.
Do tell them they're being racist.
Yes, please tell them they're being racist.
Anyways, let's get... All right, who wants to do the drum roll? Because I will tell you the winner.
I'll do it.
And the winner of the Season 1 Chaos Bracket goes to... Canceling Confederates.
Yay! Really?
Voting for that one.
We can't hear you.
Orgasmic.
I kept voting for that one.
There we go. We kept voting the canceling.
My kink has been fulfilled.
Especially more now than ever. But canceling Confederates won 9-4. It for a while it was kind of neck and neck, and then the Instagram, for whatever reason, like the Instagram was like. Made the difference in all of it, so that was kind of a big one. The one thing I wanted to point out, that canceling Confederates got 2 less total votes than the Crappies did. The Crappies had 11, canceling Confederates had 9.
Yeah. R.I.P. the Crappies.
The Crappies. Somebody's gonna be like, they got robbed, and I'm like, sorry. I don't know what to tell you. They got their shot. They were so close. But like I said, they didn't come up the day of the mm-hmm. day that mattered. They fell short. You know, like, you can win the battle, but you gotta win the war, so.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, we're not moving into the end. I did re-rank the episodes appropriately. Or what I thought was appropriately. Re-ranking the episodes based off, like, this whole tournament thing. Like, you know how, like, in sports... Mike knows this, but like in sports, they'll just be like, oh yeah, after the tournament, we're going to re-rank all the teams that were in the tournament and see if it worked out any better.
Yeah.
So I made this list. Basically, the best episode is Canceling Confederates. Second best is Not Safe for France. Third best is The Crappies. But then I said the fourth best is Extra Fries instead of the non-sponsored pilot.
Yeah,
because I look back and I'm like, the non-sponsor pilot just kind of squeaked by. It just kept squeaking by, and I'm like, I don't know how you're still alive. It's like, how are you still alive? And it's like, I don't know. But I give it's in the top. It's in the top 5 spot. Black Lives Matter protest is in 6th. TikTok v Trump is in 7th, and then Amateur Hour is in 8th. I'm not going through the whole list, but I will tell you what's in dead last.
What is it?
Based on the numbers,
I just know it.
Zach is glugging.
Stay put. It's empty. Stay put. The absolute, like, quote-unquote worst episode is the holiday gaming episode.
Ooh.
Which is, it just, it didn't get a lot of love in the first place. It didn't get a lot of love. It just didn't get a lot of love. Nobody seemed to, unfortunately, people really didn't care that we did, like, a holiday gaming episode. But people did care about the holiday episode itself. So, like, you know.
At least people love the holidays.
I know. People like holidays, not so much gaming holidays. It's a little too specific.
Yeah.
But that's, like, the quote-unquote worst episode. I mean, I do have a tier list, but I'm not talking about tier lists right now. And then there's everything in between. I mean, what are you going to do? But I think with the way I have them ranked now, it might be a little more easier. Probably would still have a similar Final Four than we just had. So, but, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles, right?
Absolutely.
So I guess with that being said, let's talk more about the second year coming up. Like, what do we want to do more? I mean, we made 1 year, and like I said at the start of the episode, we made it way past most episodes do. Most podcasts do. Literally half of all podcasts fail after 3 episodes. The other half continue on past 10 episodes.
Hey! I hope we keep doing, you know, fun topics, but also serious topics. You know, I think a good mix is... For the podcast, we don't make light of serious issues, but we try to make a, you know, at least a bit more, at least open up a conversation about it. And if we, and we make some jokes, but it's mostly, you know, rooted in something.
I'm hearing more too much time to think. That's what I'm hearing. Anybody else have a hope for the next year? Hope that we make it to the next year. I mean, I'm sure we will. We made it this far, didn't we?
Maybe meet in person.
Ooh. When we're all back. Yeah, we need to do one in person if we can. We need to
do one in person.
I'm getting my second vaccine in a few weeks. So.
That's right. You're getting your second vaccine. I already got my first shot a couple weeks ago.
I got my second shot yesterday.
Yep.
Is that why you're not feeling well today?
Yeah, that's why that fever came.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I had the aches and the headache. Pfizer was like, not today. I tried to do work in my backyard. I'm like trying to redo it and put like a little pool in for next summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you're not fixing up your backyard today.
It's like, I don't want to go and do the work today. I don't really.
I got my second dose a few days ago, like right before we recorded our previous episode. I think we talked about it on that one. But yeah, I got it. I built a dresser with my dad. It's right there. Little white one right there. Did it right after the vaccine. Yeah. Oh. And right, I was on Discord with my friends playing video games, and all of a sudden I was like, guys, I don't feel good.
I don't feel so good, Mr. Stark.
Yeah, for like the next 24 to 36 hours, I had a fever, I had aches. The weird thing is my hips hurt more than anything, which was really odd. I couldn't get comfortable in my own bed, so eventually both my parents were at work and I was home alone, and I actually went and slept in my parents' bed for the first time since that was for like 15 years. But both of them came home to their adult daughter with their Care Bear comforter and 3 pillows just sprawled out in their bed.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Trying to figure out the
last
math.
Night in my parents' bed, like they were on the bed and I was on it, we were all watching together, and I fell asleep like curled up on the foot of their bed, and my dad had to wake me up. He was like, yeah, you're basically just like, what's happening? He woke me up like 6 hours later, and then I slept for like another 10.
My father came in when he got home from work, and he like rubbed my head with his thumb. I don't know why he did that, but I woke up and he goes, what are you doing, kiddo? And I was like, well, I couldn't get comfortable in my own bed, so I decided to come to your bed because it's bigger, so I could actually sleep. And he goes, you sound like you're delirious and have a fever. I'm like, Daddy, I am delirious and I do have a fever. And he's like, I'll leave you alone.
My father brought out the My father brought out the temple like forehead thermometer. It was like, you know what? Let's check you out. My parents are not like the super comforting kind.
I feel that.
You know, yeah. I think with me, they just got over it eventually by like the age of four. They're like, you know what? You've already almost died. We're kind of done with this.
You've had kidney transplant. You'll survive anything.
You'll be fine.
We're in the hospital for 3 weeks.
I'll send you guys a picture of me on my deathbed in my parents' bed. You can use it to advertise this episode if you really want to, Zach. I give you permission.
I guess for the second year, I want to get those live streams that we keep teasing going. Like those live streams.
That would be fun.
Like the what? Yeah, we are. We are in season two, but I want to get some of those live streams going.
Yeah.
Like the tier list live streams, get those going, or just play games or whatever.
I would love for all of us to have a little barbecue in Animal Crossing at Zach's Island. Just saying.
Funny you mentioned Animal Crossing. I checked my island eval today and I'm at 5 stars.
Hey, congratulations. I'm at 1.
Would you get anything for getting 5 stars?
I'm at 0.
Yes, a recipe for a golden watering can.
Oh, you can make golden roses with those.
Dude, she's got it.
I don't have a golden watering can.
I'll make it later. Yeah, we could do those live streams. I mean, do the in-person one. Maybe we'll do like an in-person vlog since most of us haven't seen each other in like a year. I mean, that'd be pretty cool. I mean, now with vaccinations rolling out and like all that, like restrictions are loosening, so maybe we can work something out, but we'll see. We'll have to see.
Maybe I can see, you know, India. I'll be in Oswego in like May.
Ooh,
I could drive by wave.
Hi, still not safe.
See, this is crazy. Is because I had the Johnson & Johnson shot. Judge me all you want, but I had the Johnson & Johnson shot because Oswego was administering it, and like thousands of people got that shit. And then the FDA pulled that shit, so they stopped giving it out. And now they're giving out the Moderna shot like 3 weeks later, and I'm jealous. Like, I low-key wanted that now. Like, because people are going to judge me like, ew, you dirty Johnson & Johnson vaccinated bitch. Like,
you know what? We could have an outdoor lunch together. You know what? Johnson & Johnson's fine.
It's fine. It's fine, babe.
It's fine.
It's fine, baby. It's fine. I guess to kind of wrap this up, year two, we got to get our season on with the years. Maybe we'll fix that next year. We'll fix it next year. We're not going to fix the timelines now. We're not Marvel. We can't afford it. Anyway.
We have that budget. We don't have
that kind of budget. Anyways, that's today's episode. Thank you so much for listening for 1 year. Thank you. If you've been listening from the start, thank you. We do appreciate you.
No, it's not easy to both listen and be in the episode, Zach. So I really appreciate you thanking me. Oh, you're talking to the audience again. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. Anna's my favorite tonight.
Thanks, Sarah. I love you. I love all you guys, and I'm glad we made it to 1 year without either quitting on each other or quitting in general. I love you guys.
Have you noticed that we kind of work well together? I mean, we're like the Guardians of the Galaxy. We just get it done.
Even though we talk shit about each other the whole time while we're doing it.
What?
Guardians of the Galaxy without Chris Pratt because he sucks.
Somebody said it.
Somebody had to say it.
As adorable as he is, he sucks.
I never saw Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh my anymore. God, Sarah! Ah!
You keep exposing yourself.
Between music and movies.
I watched WandaVision. That was it.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
I thought we were talking about WandaVision.
I want to sit on Wanda's phone, like everybody on Twitter is like, this is the most person ever. Oh my god. And I'm like, no, fuck that bitch, the criminal.
And there you have it. Anyways.
There you have it.
You can find us on
That's all there is to say.
That all there is to say, except for Mike's profile picture is a spoiler out of context. For episode 4 of
I'm really glad you're keeping up with your promise, Mike, that you're going to change your profile picture every week until you get the webcam. So thank you.
I'm going to break my promise for a little bit. Next episode, I'm just going to keep this because I like it so much.
It's promised.
We'll figure it out later. Maybe I'll just throw up a meme instead over Mike. Maybe I'll put advertising. Maybe like you can advertise over Mike's face the entire episode. Anyways, that's today's episode. Remember, follow us all the social media: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Subscribe there on YouTube. If you don't know where to find any of this, the poorlywrittenpodcast.com has everything, including streaming platforms. Wow. What a concept.
Amazing.
Anyways,
very original.
Anyways, that's today's episode. Let's do a 1-year anniversary goodbye, everyone. Bye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Jazz hands, everybody.
Hooray! We made it 365 days without getting canceled.
Yay!
Yay!
Hold on. Hello. Ah, shit! We've been canceled.
Darn those damn cans.
So close.
Here.
Nice knowing you guys.
All right, the bit's over.